Don't stop on 6. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want you to open your Bibles to the 6th book of the Bible. Which is the 6th book of the Bible? Anybody here? 6th book of the Bible. Look through the index very fast. The 6th book is the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua, the 6th chapter. The book of Joshua, the 6th chapter. And verses 1 and 2. The book of Joshua, the 6th chapter, verses 1 and 2.
Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor."
Amen. Hallelujah. The 6th book in the Bible, the 6th chapter, and verses 1 and 2. Amen. I want to ask you something. Do you still believe in the promises that God has spoken over your lives? Do you believe that the promises of God more now than when you first believed? You know, as a leader, sometimes I'm impressed by people who come to me and tell me, "Pastor, I'm starting something by faith." I like people who start something by faith, even their Christian walk. But as the years have gone by, I've been more impressed by people who have the fortitude to finish what they have started. Because you find too many people somewhere along their spiritual life who have stopped believing in the promises of God, in the victory that God has promised them, and some of them even quit somewhere deep within amidst their spiritual journey. But I believe that God is gonna encourage you, set you free, and build you up, and once again reignite the fire of the Holy Ghost within you, where you will be able to complete everything that you have started in the name of the Lord, and everything that the Lord has started in you. You will see His good work coming to completion, and you're going to see the fire of the Holy Ghost burn in your heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There is something called the expectation gap. Most of the time we get frustrated because what we expect and what we experience are two different things. What you expect and what you experience are two different things. Example, your marriage. You expect something to be beautiful. And most of the marriages are beautiful. I'm not saying I have a bad marriage. What I'm saying is, most of the time the frustration within marriages are because according to expectation, your experience is not. Or your expectation of church. You expect church to be somewhere you can just come, release your burden. There are people around you to pray with you and bless you and encourage you and strengthen you. And before you know, you are on fire for God and God is using you mightily. You expect that and your experience is different. Sometimes you expect something from people and your experience of those people are different. And so there is this gap, expectation gap, which leads to frustration. Are you still with me today? Sometimes you expect something from God, but what you experience is totally different. You expect God to answer your prayer. Your exam results are out. You expect it to be 99% and you just got first class. Experience different. You're frustrated, upset, discouraged. Simple example, you look at life. How many of you have a high-tech phone, an iPhone or a Samsung Galaxy Edge or something like that? And it's supposed to be very fast. If you want to download something, you want to connect to the net, it's supposed to be very fast. You expect it because you paid a lot of money. You expect the phone to function for you very fast. You want to download something. And then the experience is, it's taking time. What's happening? The Wi-Fi is less in this church. I should find myself some other church where I can get more reception. Are you with me? The more you have paid a price in your life for something and you expect, and things don't work out the way you expected, and your experience is different, you get frustrated, you get disillusioned, you want to stop the race, you want to quit. Now look at the book of Joshua, the 6th chapter. God promised them a land flowing with milk and honey. Great thing they're expecting. Tomorrow, I'm going to come out of slavishness. I'm going to go into the promised land, inherit that which God has given me. I'm going to enjoy God's blessing. Expectation is great. But it's 40 years now. They have somehow crossed Jordan. And then when they're about to, you know, feel as if, wow, I'm going to step into the promised land, get possession of all that God has for me, Jericho in front of them. What do you do? What do you do with your personal Jerichos? Three simple points. Between the promise and the possession of your promise, always remember there is a problem. Between the promise and the possession of a promise, always there is a problem. You look at the Bible, you will find that. Are you with me? But don't quit. What do you do when God speaks to you about stuff that you haven't experienced? Healing, prosperity, blessing, breakthrough, ministry, relational blessings. What do you do when you don't get what you expect? I mean, what God has promised you. What do you do when what God says to you and what you see is different? God promised them a land with flowing with milk and honey, but they see the Jericho wall. The first point is what? There is always a problem between your promise and your possession. But don't get discouraged. Don't allow the enemy to intimidate you, frustrate you. Allow God to fill that expectation gap. Are you with me? Don't lower your expectation. Many a time, sometimes people come, they expect something from God, and the problem comes in front of them. And after some time, they come into a point where they say, I will lower my expectation. I won't trust God or believe in God for anything more. I'll just go to church, give my praise offering to the Lord, put my tithe in the box, greet few people, and go back home. But I won't expect anything mighty from God. And that's exactly what the devil wants you to do. But don't lower your expectation. Continue to put your faith in the promise of God, because he who promises faithful, and he will bring to pass that which he has promised over your life. If you believe that, put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. If he's promised you something in his word, he will bring it to pass. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now look at Joshua 6 and verse 2. 1 and 2. It says there, now Jericho was shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. It was securely shut up. And the Lord said unto Joshua, and this is amazing, underline it, never forget it. See, I have given you the land of Jericho and the king and the mighty men there. I've given it to you. It's in the past tense. I've already given you. When you face a challenge between the promise and the possession, this is the scripture that you look at. The Lord is saying in the past tense, even before you fight a battle, God is saying, I've already given the victory over it. Maybe five people understood that. Before your health problem came, the Lord said, I have already healed you. Before you didn't have any money in your account, God said, I will supply your need according to my riches in glory. Are you with me? Before you ever got addicted to some pornography or some bondage, God already said, you will walk in perfect liberty, for where my spirit is, there is liberty. Praise the Lord. Before you ever fought a battle in your life, the battle he has seen beforehand, and he's already assured you of a victory. If you understood that tonight, put your hands together, bless the name of Jesus one more time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Impossible situations are not intimidating to God. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Before you ever got bound, God already promised your release. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Before the devil put you in the prison, God already appointed your bail, appointed your release, appointed your emancipation, appointed your release. Let me tell you, he's already promised you a victory even before you ever fought a battle in your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So that brings me to the second point. Don't allow your perspective to get blocked. Are you with me? Don't allow your perspective to get blocked. When you come into the church, when you come in, why do we have a time of praise and worship? It is to remove the block in your perspective. It is for you to take your eyes off your Jericho walls and look to the God who promised you the victory. It is to change your perspective. You can come by the weight of your experiences, struggles and battles, thinking, what are you going to do for tomorrow? And you come into a church, the preaching, the worship, the prayer, everything is to remove the perspectives that the enemy has put into your life, the wrong ones, and to give you a right perspective. Listen, Jesus is still on the throne. He's still there for you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Your victory, hallelujah, is already promised for you. Praise the Lord. Even before you found that partner for you in the cafe, God already had appointed that person for you. Praise the Lord. He's already spoken something over your life even before you got across to that problem. Oh, come on, church. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Many a time, the promise that God has given you will always have a enemy will always put a board saying keep out sign. A keep out sign. You know, he'll just put a board saying keep out. The walls of Jericho were high, the gates were shut, and everything showed, just keep off. Just keep off. God promised you something, but you can't come in here. Just keep off. How many of you ever felt like that in your life? God has promised you something, maybe complete victory, and you know it. Your entire family will be saved in Jesus. But they say, just keep off. Just keep off. Always it'll be there, but that should not be the way you look. You should remember the God who promised you, and that walls are coming down, that gate is gonna open, you're gonna conquer that city, because he who promised is faithful. Hallelujah. He will bring to pass what he has promised over your life. Amen. When you find this skip out sign in your life, whatever, it might be from a doctor, it might be from, you know, whoever. A keep out sign. You can't get your healing. You can't get your breakthrough. Nothing will change in your life. Never allow your mind to have this question. What's the point of me going for prayer? What's the point of me praying? What's the point of me having to do something for God? What's the point? You know why? The third point, because progress isn't always obvious. Open your mouth and say, progress isn't always obvious. Amen. Progress isn't always obvious. Amen. Say it one more time. Progress isn't always obvious. Amen. You know, I like to motivate people for Jesus, encourage people for the Lord. Every day I say, Lord, even when I'm discouraged, I say, Lord, give me that kind of anointing that will stir up people to follow you. And sometimes, you know, motivation is important in life. Don't you agree? Huh? If I was God, and if my children, the children of Israel, were in a battle, and the walls of Jericho were there, I would tell them, definitely, walk around the city 6 times for 6 days. 7th day, walk around it 7 times. But as each day they walk around, I would make sure, just to motivate them, I would make sure a few bricks from the top of the wall keeps crumbling down. So you know something is happening. Varadhe alla njan nadakkunnathu devathe anusarichukonde complete victory kandillengilum chela kallengalengalum thaala poyirunnundu. But read the Bible. Not a single stone fell down. The progress is not visible. Nothing, not a single stone fell down. The walls are still there. The gate is still securely shut. The people who are standing on top of the walls, abusing them or making fun of them, are still doing that. Nothing is happening. 6 days you're walking. Can you imagine coming back home? Huh? The men, after having walked around the city walls, the first day comes back home and the wife will ask you, so how was your day? How many of you know that? How many of you married know that when a wife asks you, how was your day? They want you to say everything. And by the time you stop, they want to start speaking. The wife would have asked, how was your day? Said, we walked. No, our leader told us, just worship, man, just pray, just walk. We walked. Annette? Annette onnilla. I remember when God called me years back, and when I gave my life 23 years back to serve Jesus full time. And I would go to my spiritual father's house almost every day. And I would come back, and then we would go for missions and ministries in different places. He would take me. I would be a part of the team. And I would only be carrying the suitcase or putting a chair there for somebody or carrying a Bible or whatever. I still love to do that for Jesus. Anything for Jesus. So I would do that. And then I would come back home, and my mother would ask me, Pinna poyittu enginundarunnu? Ministry nannayirunnu. Appo nee endu cheythu? Can you imagine somebody, your parents are expecting you to either complete your degree or look after the estate or do some business or do something worthwhile with your life, and you come back and say, njan prarthichu public ayittu mic eduthu illilla thanne ingane pore ninnu ingane. Can you imagine the frustration? Oru divasamano 20-year-old, rendu divasamano. I never ministered in the public. It was just being in the shadows doing something for Jesus. Are you with me? You look at your life, and these children would have walked around, they come back, the wife asks them, what do you do? Well, the hard thing to say, we walked. You're wasting your time, man. You've been walking in the desert for 40 years. Then you cross Jordan. You are this close to your miracle. And you're still walking. If I've got to keep walking, I got to know it is working. If a few bricks will fall off, then I know it is working. It's worthwhile to walk. I don't have a problem. But when not a single brick is falling off, there is nothing to motivate me for me to still walk. Hallelujah. I understand that God wants me to walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. He's called you to walk by faith and not by sight. If you understood that, put your hands together. Bless the name of the Lord one more time. You've gone into your married life. Nothing is changing. You're raising up kids. You see no difference in them. Your kid is still acting the same way. You go to the doctor. The doctor gives you still the same report. Nothing is moved. Not a single stone has fallen. Everything is still the same. Your finances, your tithing, giving your offerings. But still that debt is the same way it was before. Nothing is moving. Nothing is changing. What you do? Do you quit or are you willing to go another lap? Will you discount your life at 6 or are you willing to walk on the 7th? Hallelujah. God wants you to walk. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Will you walk even when it doesn't work? Can I ask you, will you walk for Jesus even when it doesn't work? Will you still do God's will when it seems like, what's the use? Will you still forgive when you don't get a return of that favor from the person? Will you still pray when nothing has changed? When progress isn't obvious, will you still do what God has called you to do? Will you still take another lap? Are you with me? Will you learn from children? Nemo. To go another lap. Keep on swimming. Many a time we look for motivation. It is working, son. Just keep going. But nothing to motivate. You know why? Because it is a sign that God is doing a deeper work in you. It is a sign. Look at somebody and say that. It's a sign that God is doing a deeper work in you. Where you are less focused on the outcome and more focused on the obedience. You didn't hear that, did you? You are less focused on the outcome and more focused on the obedience. Obedience is your responsibility. Outcome is God's responsibility. Walking around the walls of Jericho 6 days and 7 days is your obedience, is your responsibility. Bringing the walls down is God's responsibility. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is doing a deeper work when progress isn't obvious. He's preparing you for the promise. Look at Joshua chapter 6 and verses 6 to 10. You can read it later because I don't want to read it now. Because you know the story. God told Joshua to walk 6 days, one time each day. Amen? Are you with me still? Are you with me? Amen? And on the seventh day, God told them, what? Walk around it How many of you know the story? Come on. Let me get some response. Walk around them 7 times. God told Joshua that. Joshua is the leader. And you know what he told the people? You can read it later. He told them God will do something. And this is what God has asked them to do, to walk around. But God, Joshua didn't tell the people how long they have to walk. He didn't tell them about 6 days and 7 days. He just told them, walk, carry the ark, blow the trumpet, walk. Are you with me? If God has told me to walk for 6 days or 7 days, I can put a mile marker. I can say, okay, first day over. 6 more days to go. 2nd day over. 5 more days to go. Third day over. Just another 4 more days and then my hurt will be healed. 4th day, okay, just 3 more days. And then my addiction will be broken. See, it'll motivate you if you know how long you have to walk. Isn't it amazing that God never tells you exactly when your breakthrough is going to come? Exactly when you're going to possess? Are you with me? നാളെ ഈ സമയം എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഓക്കെ, യു ആർ ഫൈൻ. അതുവരെ നമ്മൾ ബലം പിടിച്ച് കഴിക്കാതെയൊക്കെ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കാം. എന്നിട്ട് പിന്നെ സന്തോഷത്തോടെ എഴുന്നേറ്റ് പോവാം. പക്ഷെ നാളെ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞിട്ടില്ലെങ്കിലോ, ചില സമയത്ത് ലീഡറിന്റെ അകത്ത് വരെ അറിയാം കൃത്യമായിട്ട് എന്നാ അവന്റെ ബ്രേക്ക് ത്രൂ വരുന്നതെന്ന്. പക്ഷെ പറയൽ എന്തുണ്ടെന്നറിയാമോ? ആത്മാർത്ഥതയുണ്ടോ? വിശ്വസ്തതയുണ്ടോ? ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾ ആണോ? പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്, ഡീപ്പർ വർക്ക് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ഉണ്ടോന്നൊന്ന് അറിയണം. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. അല്ല, നാളെ ഈ സമയത്ത് കാര്യം നടക്കും എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാൽ ഇവൻ ഇവന്റെ ശരി സ്വഭാവം കാണിക്കുകയല്ല. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. എന്നാൽ സമയം എടുക്കുമ്പോൾ, സമയം അറിയാൻ മേലാതി നടക്കുമ്പോൾ, പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്, നിന്റെ തനി സ്വഭാവം പുറത്തു വരും. അതാണ് ദൈവം ട്രാൻസ്ഫോം ചെയ്ത് നിന്നെ സെറ്റ് ഫ്രീ ആക്കാൻ നോക്കുന്നത്. ബിക്കോസ് ഹി വാണ്ട്സ് ടു ഫോം ജീസസ് ഇൻ യു. ഹി വാണ്ട്സ് ടു വർക്ക് എ മിറക്കിൾ. ബട്ട് ബിഫോർ എ മിറക്കിൾ ഇസ് മാനിഫെസ്റ്റഡ് ഔട്ട്സൈഡ്, ഹി വാണ്ട്സ് ടു ഡു എ മിറക്കിൾ ഇൻ യു. മനസ്സിലായ ദൈവമക്കൾക്കായി സ്തോത്രം ചെയ്യുന്നു. കാര്യങ്ങൾ അടിച്ച് കർത്താവിന് സ്തോത്രം ചെയ്താട്ടെ. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ആമേൻ. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ജോഷുവ പറഞ്ഞില്ല അത്. ഈ ഈ ബൈക്കിംഗ് ഫോർമുല 1 കാർ റേസിംഗ് ഓ ബൈക്കിംഗിന്റെ അത്രക്ക്, വെൻ യു ഗോ ബൈക്കിംഗ് ആൻഡ് ഓൾ ദാർ ഓൺ ദ ട്രാക്ക്, 26 ലാപ്പ്, 27 ലാപ്പ് ഒക്കെയാ പോണ്ടത്. ലാസ്റ്റ് ലാപ്പ് ആകുമ്പോ ഒരു വെള്ള ഫ്ലാഗ് ഇങ്ങനെ വീശി കാണിക്കും. അപ്പൊ അതുവരെയും വേറെ തൊലിച്ച് ഇങ്ങനെ ബൈക്ക് ഓടിക്കുന്നവനൊക്കെ, സ്റ്റാമിന ഒക്കെ ഇങ്ങനെ കമ്മിറ്റ്മെന്റ് ആയിട്ട് ഇങ്ങനെ നിൽക്കുന്നവനൊക്കെ ആ വൈറ്റ് ഫ്ലാഗ് കാണുമ്പോൾ അറിയാം, ഓക്കെ, ഐ ജസ്റ്റ് ഹാവ് ടു പുഷ് മൈസെൽഫ് ദിസ് ലാസ്റ്റ് ലാപ്പ്. മാരത്തോൺ ആണെങ്കിലും അല്ലെ, ലാസ്റ്റ് മൈൽ ആകുമ്പോൾ കാണിക്കും, യു നോ, ഓക്കെ, ജസ്റ്റ് ഗോട്ട് പുഷ് മൈസെൽഫ് ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് ലാപ്പ്. ബട്ട് ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ് അമേസിംഗ്, ഇൻ ലൈഫ് ഗോഡ് നെവർ അലൗസ് ഓർ വേവ്സ് എ വൈറ്റ് ഫ്ലാഗ്. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So this is the message. Because you do not know when is your miracle or your breakthrough, don't quit on 6. Aaram divasam chelavarakka maduthu. And that is just this number, 6. God knows best. God is doing a deeper work in you. Are you with me? Don't stop on 6. Learn to persevere. Learn to hold on. Learn to keep your focus. And keep your focus on Jesus and say, and his promise, and say, Lord, I will continue to walk by faith, not by sight. I don't see anything. I'm still gonna do what you've asked me to do. I won't bail out on 6. I don't know how much longer, but I am gonna still keep my faith. I don't know how much longer I have to be single before I find the right partner, but I know you will be faithful. I don't know how much longer before you bring my baby, but I know you will. Are you with me? I don't know how much longer before I see my breakthrough, but I trust you, Lord, that you will. Amen. I will keep on walking. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at somebody and say, you need to persevere. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The number six in the Bible is symbolic of your own human strength. Number six in the Bible is symbolic of human strength. Aruvravisham. Nadannu ende strength. Now I really got to trust in God. I got to really praise Him. I got to blow the trumpet. I know this trumpet has come from a ram's horn where the blood was shed. And I can still smell this smell of blood in this horn. I just need to blow it. It is God who is going to bring me to complete victory. It is not my ability. It is not my strength. It is God and God alone. And He is faithful to do it. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. There are times as a preacher, you don't feel like preaching. You know that? You think every day I'm going to, like, can I tell you personally something? Very honestly, I love Jesus. I love serving Him. But I don't love being in the pulpit preaching and ministering. I would love to sit anywhere, one of those chairs, do something for the Lord, do it happily. The times you don't feel like, but okay, the times you preach and you expect revival to take place, breakthroughs to come, nothing happens. And you say, okay, I'm not gonna stop on six. Because God has promised me revival. God has promised me, praise Lord, something which He will do through me, which no eye has seen, no ear has heard. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know He will do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I do not know when. I do not know how long. I've got to just get a conventional, be like a conventional preacher and come here and week after week preach. But let me do it, because this could be my last round. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He might show up on the seventh. My breakthrough might come. The revival might happen. Even Jesus might return in the clouds. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Something will happen. The power of God will be manifested further. But let me continue to do it. Don't quit on six, because it could be your last round. Are you with me? I close with this thought. What if it is not your last round? Act as if it is your last round, because He who promised is faithful. He will do it. Are you with me? Act as if. Keep a good attitude and say, okay, Lord, you promised. I will act as if. I'm not going to have a different body language. Bye-bye, another week to preach. Look at that same old faces who are going to look at me very miserably. Look at somebody sitting next to you and say, he's not speaking about you. You got a nice face, he's not speaking about you. But don't quit on six. Praise the Lord. Act as if this is your last round. Praise the Lord. What if it is the last round for somebody sitting in this hall today, or listening by radio or by the TV or the internet? Praise the Lord. What if it is your last round where your addiction is broken off, your chains have fallen away, the anointing of God has come upon you, your breakthrough has come, your ship has come home. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your supernatural manifestation has happened. What if it is your last round? Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and bless Him today. glorify his name today. Give him the biggest shout of praise that you can. Praise the Lord. On the seventh, shout unto God. Let us stand up in our places tonight. And if you trust this word for you, and maybe it could be your night of the last round, the thing that you've been praying for, I want you to give the biggest shout to Jesus as possible when I say, not now, but now lift your hearts to him and say, Jesus, I thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you, Lord. Let your word effectually work within me. Thank you for victories that you've given me. Even before the battle ever began in my life. Thank you, Lord, that I stand on victorious ground. Help me to have the right perspective in life. The right attitude, Lord.
Right attitude.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That you are the Lord over my life. I give you my heart. I give you my life. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my life, Jesus. Be my Lord and Savior.
Be my Lord and Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Forgive me of all my sins. Forgive me for quitting. In my heart, Lord.
In my heart.
Forgive me for every time I've given into discouragement and fear and unbelief. Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord.
Lord, wash me.
Wash me.
With your precious blood.
With your precious blood.
I want to love you. I want to honor you.
I
want to serve you. I want to walk with you. I want to walk for you till the end of my life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I renounce Satan. I renounce every negative thought. I renounce the evil one. Jesus, you are my Lord. Anoint me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to keep walking with the attitude always that my breakthrough is around the corner. That this could be my last round. And God will manifest his blessing upon me. Thank you, Jesus. 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 And lift your hands and praise him. Praise him. Praise him.